Welcome back to our 31st season of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine. I'm your host, Gino Retta. Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 115 teams in the nine Junior A leagues involving over 2,500 players from right across the country. Joining us now is longtime commissioner of the Ontario Junior Hockey League, Marty Savoy. Marty, welcome back to the show. How good does it feel to have teams back on the ice, to have fans back in the stands, and to just be talking hockey again?
You don't realize how much you actually missed it, you know, until you get back. And it's just, it's awesome. I love hearing guys complain about refereeing and plays and this coming back to some normalcy. So it's good, especially for the kids that are out there. It's been really, really good.
You've been the OJHL commissioner since July of 2009 now. What's the last 18 months been for you in terms of contact with parents and team owners and other leagues to try to keep it all together through that?
Well, I don't think I'm unique in any way, but it's probably the most stressful, the hardest working, the adapting to change and not knowing what tomorrow or the next minute may bring and have to be ready to go at all times. I can tell you we're lucky, Gino. We got some great staff in our office and some great guys in our directors that we were just ready to go whenever we could do. But it's been a lot of tiresome work, whether it's minor hockey or junior hockey or even the pros right now. It was a lot of kind of hurry up and wait type of a stuff. And it's just, like you said earlier, it's just great to be back.
Are you back to 100% normalcy? Because, you know, even at the NHL level and other pro leagues, we're starting to hear things about, okay, we're gradually increasing our capacity to 50%, to 75%, 100%. Where are you at right now in terms of teams that have fully returned and what you can do in terms of getting the fans back?
So right now, with the Ontario government announcing that we're allowed 100% in the facilities, which is great news for us. As far as the league, we only have one team, Buffalo, that wasn't competing this year. There was so much uncertainty at the border. Larry Playfair is the governor there, and he didn't want to commit to kids and then have it start of the season, them not have a place to play. So they shut it down early. But the 21 teams are running. The one thing we're not doing is crossing over conferences this year. It's a little bit different in the scheduling. But the rest of it right now is running about as normal as we can.
In conversation with OJHL Commissioner Marty Savoy. Marty, I have to ask you about the latest CJHL Top 20 national rankings, where four of your teams right now are in the top nine. Trenton at number one, Georgetown at number two, Burlington at five, and North York sits at number nine. How do you feel about knowing that you're getting national recognition like that with your league and really very top-heavy in your rankings?
Yeah, Joe, I think it's a lot of the leadership of those teams. They're run by some pretty, you know, smart hockey people that run those organizations and the programs they've run, the history of those programs. We always say, if you want a good program, you get good players, and that's what they've done. You know, they were really, especially during the pandemic, they were trying to get as much they could do on ice and whatnot. And it's great acknowledgement first for the players on those teams. I know that they take a lot of pride in being on nationally ranked teams, but also the pride within the teams themselves and all of our leagues there enjoy that list to make sure when they come out, when our teams are great. And I think it's the first time we've ever had the top two moving forward, and both teams won this weekend. So hopefully it stays the same.
Listen, that's from a team perspective and organization perspective, but what about the individual perspective? Marty, you and I have been involved in this for a lot of years. And years ago, when NHL Central Scouting came out with its initial players to watch list, it was an anomaly to hear that somebody outside the CJHL or outside of European hockey, somebody from the Canadian Junior Hockey League made that list. It was like, wow, this is huge news. But now you're increasing the numbers of kids who are being recognized by NHL scouts. As a matter of fact, I think you've got four on the players to watch list from the Ontario Junior Hockey League alone this year.
Yeah, Joe, and I always say this, maybe it's my background with Hockey Canada, it's because of what minor hockey does in this part of the province, the players they're producing that we get, they're such stronger players now. And so those players now were, back when I played, the elite was so thin, it was kind of like my hairline right now, but
I didn't say a word.
And now there's just so many good players and there's only so many spots in major junior with the OHL. And so the kids that want to go NCAA and that whole path has changed so much drastically from a National Hockey League level. So they look at our league as a viable league to come in, and there's some high end kids that come through our league. And it's great to see that, you know, what Dan Mars group is doing there through NHL Central Scouting that gets these kids on the list. And it's great for our players because they all kind of, that's the league they're shooting for. And the more kids we can get on the list across the CJHL, I think it's just great for junior hockey across Canada.
All right, so we're talking about getting back to normalcy, and you said 100% capacity. That's good. Most of your teams are back, just barring Buffalo stateside. where are we in terms of events? Because something the Canadian Junior Hockey League has done a lot of prospect events, a lot of, you know, the World Junior A Challenge and such. I hear you've got an event called the Governor's Showcase coming up later this month. Tell us about that.
So the Governor's Showcase is what we do yearly. It's where all of our teams come in and play two games in the same location. We do it over 3 days. Normally, we've held it in Buffalo. It's easier access for a number of schools. The Buffalo Junior Sabres share with Kinesis College the same facility. Because of the border, we couldn't do it, so we'll be running it in Cobourg this year, who hosted the national championship when they won a couple of years ago. And so it's actually next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And we get anywhere from 150 to 200 scouts can come into the building. It's really catered towards the scouts to come in and get a barometer on the players that they haven't seen. We try to do time it after the list comes out of those players to attract more scouts and more notoriety to the players. It's a lot of work, but we just got off a conference call with Rick Morocco in our office who runs it. And we're just saying it's great that we're now getting ready to go run an event after so long. We can just imagine what the kids are feeling right now, that the kids are ready to go in their showcase and play in front of a bunch of scouts.
You mentioned the scouts. Those are scouts from the NHL, the NCAA, U Sports as well. You've already had 8 players committed to NCAA D1 scholarships, despite being in just your third week of the regular season play. How are these kids being seen?
I think a lot of it just, again, it goes to what the schools are doing with the online and watching the players, and what our coaches are trying to do is say, hey, this is the kid that's up and coming. This is the kid that came in a year and a half ago where he was projecting. It's a conversation we have a lot, especially in the sport. Scouts have an unbelievable tough job now, and now they're trying to project players without seeing them for a year and a half. So a lot of it is the reputation, what they've done. But now that they've seen them play a couple of times now, they can start to make the commitments. And I think we're going to see probably a lot more coming out of the showcase as they get to see them in person instead of just watching through video in the past. And that's why this showcase this year is so important to us, to make sure that the kids get a really good look.
Despite the lack of being given a good look last year, you've got 50 players committed to NCAA and U Sports programs for this upcoming year. How important is it for you to let kids know and let parents know that this is a route, that for some it's going to be a route to the NHL, for others it's going to be a route to a great education?
Yeah, and you know, we brand ourselves as League of Choice. And what we mean by that is that come play in our league for as an AP, like a Mitch Marner did, or a John Tavares, or come play and have a career here like a Zach Hyman did, or a Connor Brown that played for a year and went to the OHL.
Good name dropping there, Marty. Good job.
You like that?
That's good.
Jim Mason makes sure that does that, our media guy. So we just make sure that they come in and they use our league to develop, to go to whatever level they want. We love when our kids go to the OHL. It's such an amazing league. We love when they go to U Sports, when they go to NCAA. If they can come in and actually learn a bit, develop a bit, get seen and move to the next level, then we've done our jobs. That's why we all do this.
Marty, congratulations. And it's nice to have you back to work doing the real work that you want to do in this. Thanks for the conversation. We'll talk to you again later this year.
Thanks for having me, Gino, and you stay safe.
That was OJHL Commissioner Marty Savoy, and that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here. Still inside 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine, he helped Team Canada win gold at the 2011 Ivan Lincoln Tournament, and now he's playing for the Edmonton Oilers. We'll check in with Slater Cuckoo in this week's edition of Where Are They Now? You're listening to Canada's only nationally syndicated junior hockey radio show. This is the 31st season of 7-Eleven Junior Hockey Magazine.